Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am delighted to give you meditation instruction. I'm delighted to sit together with you, and I'm just delighted that we're here together doing this. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, as per usual. Please get settled, whether you're seated on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you are in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor and be assured that there is no spiritual benefit to sitting on the floor. It is equally as spiritual to sit in a chair, so no problem with that. As you get settled, I want to share with you a few thoughts on the Buddhist view of patience. Patience is the third paramita, or transcendent action. And we've been discussing the previous two in previous meditations, but if you want to go back and listen to those, you're welcome to, but you don't have to. You can just jump in right here. The six paramitas are the six things that we can do if we want to bring more goodness, more kindness, more fierceness, more joy into the world, which I know you do. We all do. But how? What do you do? Well, here's six suggestions. The first one was to be generous. The first paramita is generosity, but not giving from your tiny little tight hoard of things you can't do without. First, generosity involves connecting with your innate sense of richness and then offering from that sense of complete abundance, which you have because you're alive, you're breathing, you have your world, you have your mind, you have your heart, you're rich. The second paramita was discipline, which is we start with this great opening of generosity, and then we tighten up to remember that also some sense of precision and focus is required, some sense of intentionality, and pulling our mind away constantly from what is called the three poisons, grasping, aggression, and ignorance. The third paramita, which is our topic today, and I'll be brief, I promise, because I know that we tend to get impatient, is patience. The third thing that we can do, that we can bring to ourselves, our world, and the world, is called patience. If you feel that you're an impatient person and you want to become a patient person, I can tell you exactly how to do that in 1 second. And that is to give up all expectations. If you have no expectations, you will never encounter impatience. There is nothing but patience. It's when we wish things would be a different way, or hope things won't turn out that way, or need them to be this way, or feel uncomfortable until they become that way, that we become impatient. But when we are not focused primarily on our expectations, rather we are focused on what is arising, the only thing left is patience. So I'm not saying this is easy, by the way, and I'm not saying I can do it, but I'm saying that it's something very powerful to think about. Having no expectations, you are capable of unending patience. So how do you have no expectations? I will suggest to you the antidote to expectations is curiosity. So rather than filling your world with expectations, you could, and then finding your response of either pleasure or pain to having those expectations met or unmet, you could instead become curious about what is happening. So it doesn't, a patient person, sometimes we think of them as someone, nothing gets to them. They're just sitting there smiling like, you know, a zombie. If zombies smiled. Someone hits them over the head with a hammer, someone gives them a nice piece of pie, it's kind of all the same to them. Well, that's not what I'm talking about when I say patience. It's rather the opposite of that. It's opening completely, feeling everything, feeling your delights, feeling your irritations, feeling your terrors, feeling your kindness, and allowing your mind to meet those states fully. We become curious. Oh, now I'm happy. That's interesting. What does it feel like to be happy? Oh, now I'm terrified And I'm still terrified, but also I'm curious. That's interesting. What does it feel like to be terrified? Where does this terror come from? What if I didn't have it? What would I feel like? What if I amped it up? What would I feel like? So taking a kind of creative approach, it's almost playful, this form of curiosity that I suggest, creates an approach to life that is separate from the approach of great expectations, and having less of a sense of expectation, we find that we can be patient completely. So just to summarize briefly, patience here means going out to your world completely and not holding back. And when your world shifts this way, you shift this way. And when it shifts that way, you shift that way. And when you don't want to shift that way and you go this way instead, you find that kind of interesting. So it's kind of an artist's approach, I would say, to your experience. I offer this to you as something hopefully of value to contemplate. Thank you for being patient with me as I explain it. And now, without further ado, let's practice. Oopsie. So to begin your practice, please give up any fear you may have about it. What if I'm not good at it? What if it's uncomfortable? Just have a sense that you can cut your tie to those thoughts and just let go. And similarly, give up hope about your practice. Maybe it will make me into this kind of person or that kind of person. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Irrelevant at this point. Just let go and see what it feels like to let go of hope and fear and to connect with what remains. What remains most often is a kind of ease. The hands rest palms down, somewhere on the legs that is comfortable. And the back is straight and strong, so sit up straight. And feel your dignity. When we sit up straight, we feel more dignified than when we slump. So feel that dignity. And relax. Relax your belly. Relax the area around your heart. Let your shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. And the breath is natural, in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. And the eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, a few feet, up to 6 feet, however much distance you have between you and the screen, but no more than 6 feet. But let your gaze simply rest at a comfortable spot, and then let the eyes soften. Feel the muscles around the eyes just sort of release. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit, like you could touch the sky. And at the same time, the sit bones root down. Having taken this good, dignified posture, feel yourself breathing. It's already happening, so you don't have to try. Just feel yourself breathing. Feel your body expand on the inhale and contract on the exhale. And then it will just happen again, I promise. And stay with it. kind of gentle rocking, like a wave that comes in on the inhale and recedes out on the exhale. Let your thoughts be as they are. There is no effort made to manipulate them, to quiet them, to investigate them, to ignore them. None of that. Just let them kind of babble. While your primary attention is on your thought, on your breath, most of your thoughts will not distract you overly. But if you notice at any point that you become completely absorbed in thought, like you've forgotten about your breath, no problem. Say to yourself silently, thinking. I'm thinking. That's different than meditating. Let go of whatever the thought is and gently bring your attention back to the ebb and flow of breath. And it doesn't matter if you have to do this a billion times or one time. The only thing that we're trying to do here is apply the technique of attention riding the breath. And when it strays, just bring it back. To end your meditation, stop meditating. Just let the technique go completely. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you so much for sitting together.